I always love the readings during the octave of Easter because they give us the accounts of the early church right after Pentecost and the accounts of the Lord appearing to the apostles and to Mary Magdalene after he rose from the dead. As you know, Easter is such an amazing feast day, it cannot be contained within a 24-hour period. So we celebrate the feast day of Easter for 8 days because it's such a glorious feast day, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We see in the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles, St. Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, which was 50 days after the Passover. It was a Jewish feast day, but God chose to send His Holy Spirit during this feast day when Peter was gathered with the apostles and the Blessed Mother in the upper room, and they were transformed by the Holy Spirit. We look at St. Peter, the leader of the apostles, speaking to the Jewish crowds at Pentecost. He's so different than he was before Pentecost. Before Pentecost, he was always fumbling. He was a very scared fisherman. He was the patron saint of those who always said the wrong thing at the wrong time. But now he's transformed, and he says the right thing at the right time. St. Peter spoke to the entire crowd and told them that Jesus was the Messiah. He had been sent by God to work miracles and wonders and signs, and that he was betrayed and put to death and yet was raised up and is now at the right hand of the Father. And this was to fulfill the Old Testament prophecies that God would not allow His Holy One to be abandoned in the netherworld, or to allow His Holy One to suffer corruption. And that Christ was raised from the dead. And St. Peter says, we are witnesses of this. We saw Jesus. And now the people respond in today's first reading. It says they were cut to the heart. So these words penetrated their heart that Jesus Christ was both Lord and Christ, and yet they had crucified Him. And so they say to Peter, the first pope, what should we do? What should we do? And the answer is very important. He says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the Holy Spirit. So that is the heart of the gospel message. First, repent of your sins, turn away from sin, and be baptized. Baptism will wash away your sins. And be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will have your sins forgiven. And then you will receive the Holy Spirit. And it says 3,000 people were added to the church that day. In sales, we call that a very first good day. Imagine that, 3,000 new members of the church. 3,000 people confessed their sins, were baptized, and received the Holy Spirit. So the church grew from Jesus and the apostles, the 12, now to 3,000. And pretty soon the church would continue to grow throughout the world as the Christian missionaries would travel to all the known parts of the world to spread the faith. So that's what we think about today on this beautiful Tuesday of the octave of Easter, that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He was the long-awaited Messiah. He was the Son of God, and He was raised up, and then He established His church so that we too could get to heaven. And He gives us the great gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and gives us the grace to repent of our sins, to be baptized, and to become a follower of Him, and to also be witnesses that He truly is risen from the dead.